Last time, I talked about musical geography, how style springs up from places that artists and audiences can identify with. I gave lots of examples from all over the country, but the most important aspect of this is that there is a musical nexus right here. When local musicians and audiences mutually decide to come together in a specific place, culture is born. Just up the road in Kansas City, the 18th and Vine District was the wellspring of a style as important to jazz history as 52nd Street in New York, giving to the world Count Basie, Charlie Parker, and many others. Just to the south is the site of the Walnut Valley Festival, one of America's hotbeds of bluegrass. Then there are the musical spaces within the city limits. Century 2 is the historical home to the Wichita Symphony, Music Theater Wichita, and the Wichita Jazz Festival. There's the Cotillion, built at the tail end of the ballroom era, but then becoming the local palace for rock and country. I can't imagine hearing Split Lip Rayfield any other place. But my favorite spot in Wichita for musical culture is Kirby's Beer Store. Sure, famous bands like Husker Du, Yola Tango, and the Flaming Lips played there, but it fostered our own local sounds too. The Embarrassment, the Blivets, Clyde Connor, and Scroat Belly were nurtured at Kirby's and left their mark. It must be because of geographical concentration. The musicians, the crowd, and the whole of its musical history are crammed into such a small space that what it produces couldn't possibly happen anywhere else.
And back with Musical Space, continuing off a little bit from last time around. Here with me again, of course, is Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher.
And let's continue our little musical tour and keep it a little closer to home this time, as you talked about during this piece. Move up the road just a little bit to Kansas City. Kansas City jazz is a special kind of thing.
Right, yeah. When I think about jazz, usually I think about 1950s, 1960s. But 1920s, now we're talking. Kansas City was really big. The 18th and Vine District was where all these bands hung out. And one of my favorite bands of that era is Benny Moten. His Kansas City Orchestra, a mainstay of that kind of style. Very, very important to jazz history. When he passed away, Count Basie stole all his musicians. And so... So if you want to listen to the germinal beginnings of some amazing jazz, just listen to this tune, Cater Street Rag by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra.
Kansas City, the other direction, just about the same distance, really. We'll head on down to Tulsa and Kane's Ballroom.
Right, they're in our neighborhood, right?
Close enough.
Yeah, Tulsa was really lucky. Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys had a radio show down in Texas. I don't know, somewhere. I forgot what town. But they, for some reason, moved, I think for economic reasons, moved to Tulsa. Got a radio gig there and also played at this place, Kane's Ballroom. If you've never been there, go to Kane's Ballroom because it's like this uninterrupted history of, you know, great musicians. Everybody's played there. Willie Nelson's played there. But Bob Wills at Kane's Ballroom is where Texas swing was really invented and perfected. I'm a huge fan of these guys. This is their signature tune, New San Antonio Rose.
Dreams I live with the memory beneath the lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words, I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit path by the Alamo. And
we've been circling Wichita for a little while, but let's just hop on in. You mentioned Kane's Ballroom, another ballroom here, the Cotillion, and I think you were 100% right. You can't imagine Split Lip Rayfield being heard anywhere else.
Yeah, ballrooms like the Cotillion were built to dance in, right? And there's a whole, you know, history of circuit bands that would go around and play these balls. But these spaces have become musical venues just for concerts. The best time I've ever had at a concert was at the Cotillion listening to Split Lip Rayfield, and I'm sure they played this tune, Never Make It Home.
Well, the wind, it is a-blowing, and I have seen the sun. I ain't seen much anything, about a month or so. Been much different, yeah, my mama told me so. I never should have listened to the things you didn't know. I don't think I'll ever make it home.
Swim that muddy water.
I don't think I'll ever make it home.
Feel the bright sunshine.
I don't think I'll ever make it home.
Swim that muddy water.
I don't think I'll ever make it home.
Feel the bright sunshine.
And of course, you mentioned Century 2, all sorts of music coming out of that place. You talked about the Wichita Symphony, Music Theater, Wichita, and of course, the Wichita Jazz Festival. I remember for years going to Century 2 to hear big names at the Wichita Jazz Festival.
Yes, yeah. It was one of the first, and for a long time, one of the top three jazz festivals in the whole world. Everybody came. If I started naming names, then...
You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't be able to stop, sorry. But I want to just refer to one place, since we're talking about things that happen in tiny spaces. An 18-year-old Pat Metheny got to meet and play with the vibes player Gary Burton at the Wichita Jazz Festival at Century 2. I don't know what the year was, but that was the beginning of a partnership. And they actually toured together and did some albums together. This is a beautiful tune, Question and Answer, a live cut with Pat Metheny on guitar, Gary Burton on vibes, Steve Swallow, one of my heroes, on bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums.
Somewhat highbrow, Century 2, to maybe the other direction, but a place you absolutely cannot talk about when you're talking about Wichita music, Kirby's Beer Store.
Yeah, I love this place. You never know what you're going to see there, but it's always going to be at least interesting, right? And the experience is going to be great because you're shoulder to shoulder, even if there are only five people there, because it's so small. probably my favorite band from the early 80s from Wichita is The Embarrassment. This is a live cut from an album compilation called Blister Pop. This is a tune called Faith Healer.
And we'll go ahead and wrap up with The Embarrassment there. Kirby's Beer Store. Mark, of course, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks so much, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.